ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea, which is entering its fourth wave of COVID-19. This is the country's largest hospital, reports its highest ever rates of infection. Officials suspect the Omicron variant may be spreading unchecked through the capital, Port Moresby. New rules have been put in place so that anyone travelling to PNG must be fully vaccinated. And as Mackenzie Smith reports, the government is urging people to go ahead and do that, get vaccinated. But widespread misinformation is continuing to hamper those vaccination efforts.
After PNG reported its first case of Omicron 2 weeks ago, the government moved to ban public gatherings of more than 100 people, except for religious events. But that hasn't stopped a surge in cases since then. Mangu Kendeno is an emergency physician and acting chair of Port Moresby General Hospital's COVID Steering Committee. She says where just 1 in 10 symptomatic patients tested positive last month, that number reached as much as 60% this week, the highest rate yet in the pandemic.
Then we actually had an outbreak in one of our inpatient wards in the hospital, and that was the clear indicator. Like, if there were any doubts, that was obvious that yes, we had our COVID, we were into the fourth COVID surge.
In the latest COVID-19 update on Sunday, PNG reported just 21 new cases, although officials say the true number is likely much greater than this due to low testing. Just 12% of the eligible population in PNG is fully vaccinated. The chief executive of PNG's St. John Ambulance, Matt Cannon, says there's been a doubling of ambulance calls for respiratory cases over the past week compared to the week prior. 15% of St. John's staff have also tested positive over a four-day period. Matt Cannon says they're still able to respond to emergencies, but it's too early to tell how bad the outbreak will get.
There are low vaccination rates at the moment. How it's going to look in PNG would be difficult to say at this point in time. We've got a younger population that are generally have fewer health complications by virtue of being younger, but it is too early to tell at this point. For the number of cases at this point, we aren't seeing hospitals in Port Moresby inundated.
Mangu Kendeno says she's surprised at how quickly the latest surge has hit PNG. She says it may be driven by a relaxing of measures before the holiday season, as case numbers from PNG's last wave of COVID-19 were easing.
There were the restrictions on mass gatherings had been lifted. There was not such a big emphasis on mandatory mask wearing and measures to physically distance. So this could be contributing factors.
Another possible factor is that the more virulent Omicron variant of COVID-19 is behind the latest surge in cases. Samples have to be sent to Australia for genomic testing, so the makeup of the new cases isn't yet known. But officials say a larger proportion of the cases are showing mild symptoms than in previous outbreaks, a trend consistent with the Omicron variant in other parts of the world. Mangu Kendeno says given PNG's decentralised health system, it's hard to know if the country is ready.
The advantage that we have is that nearly all provincial centres have had at least the experience of one COVID surge, if not three, like in Port Moresby. So we are comforted that the response plans that we activated previously, we can obviously reactivate them, and it assists to alleviate some of the pressures we felt previously when we had no idea of what to expect.
Matt Cannon says for the public, the message is clear. Hand washing, mask wearing and staying home if people are sick.
These are things that if done properly, we've seen can help slow the spread of the virus. And it is important that we're all doing our bit in the community to keep each other safe. And, emphasising the message that if you're sick with something like a fever, it could be COVID, so it's important to get tested and then isolate.
On Tuesday, Prime Minister James Marape and two ministers received their vaccine boosters in public, urging others to take up vaccinations.
That report from Mackenzie Smith.